Season 4 of True Detective provided us with the opportunity to see a Hollywood legend star in a top-notch crime drama on television. Then again, the awesome Oscar-winning Jodie Foster did start out in commercials and TV shows. I'm Stephen Archibald, and welcome to my podcast. Hello to you, and welcome to my podcast. They came from within, cult movie reviews. They live by night. True Detective, Night Country, 2024. It's inevitable that comparisons will be made between True Detective, Night Country, and the 1991 movie masterpiece, The Silence of the Lambs. However, the character Jodie Foster plays here, Liz Danvers, is nothing like Clarice Starling. This compelling murder mystery is set in the fictional Alaskan town of Venice. It is an icy, remote, and foreboding location. At a nearby research station, the bodies of seven scientists are located, frozen together in poses of abject terror. The police are soon shocked to find out that one of them is still alive, but will he be able to provide them with any answers? Ennis's police chief, Liz Danvers, gets to head up the investigation, finding herself forming an uneasy alliance with the local state trooper, Evangeline Navarro. A woman's severed tongue has been found at the research station, and Evangeline believes that it belongs to an indigenous Alaskan woman who had been murdered 6 years earlier and whose killer has yet to be apprehended. True Detective was created by Nick Pizzolatto, who served as the main writer on the first three seasons. For the fourth season, however, the reins were handed over to the Mexican writer-director, Isa Lopez. Isa's most high-profile movie being the horror tale, Tigers Are Not Afraid, from 2017. Miss Lopez directed all six episodes, and either wrote or co-wrote each one of them. She has mentioned being inspired by John Carpenter's version of The Thing, Ridley Scott's Alien, and Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. I think that there are also strong elements of David Slade's 2007 horror flick, 30 Days of Night. Isa has also admitted that her writing process was strongly influenced by Billie Eilish's 2019 single, Bury a Friend. And it is this wonderfully atmospheric track which plays on the opening credits of True Detective Night Country. During an event given by HBO last November, Isa Lopez perfectly summed up the contrast between her take on True Detective and Pizzolatto's. She said, "Where True Detective is male and sweaty, Night Country is cold and it's dark and it's female." As to the initial spooky disappearance of eight scientists, Isa was influenced by two real-life mysteries in particular. The 1872 case of the Mary Celeste, which was found in the Atlantic Ocean with no one on board. And then there's an incident which occurred at the Dyatlov Pass in 1959, in which nine hikers upped and left their campsite to freeze to death in the open. There was a mystical, somewhat supernatural dimension to the first season of True Detective, which starred Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. Issa Lopez effectively reintroduced the otherworldly to her unnerving story. The part of Liz Danvers' sidekick, Evangeline Navarro, was originally meant to be played by an established Latino actress. But then Issa Lopez felt it would be better to cast someone who could convincingly portray an Alaskan native. Kaylee Reese had impressed the makers of this series with her big screen debut in the 2021 thriller Catch the Fair One. Kaylee is a professional boxer and has won world titles in both the middleweight and light welterweight classes. Kaylee is so good here, and she sparks off the great Jodie Foster so convincingly you'd think she'd been acting for years. It's lovely to see that the Irish are well represented in this drama by taking up no less than three key roles. Owen McDonald portrays Raymond Clark, the surviving scientist who goes into hiding. Owen appeared in Killing Eve with Fiona Shaw, who here portrays Rose, a local woman who seems to have the ability to see the dead and who helps Evangeline. And then there's Dervla Kerwin, who plays Kate McKitterick, the rather nasty executive of a mining company called Silver Sky. True Detective Night Country must have been a chilly experience, as it was shot in both Alaska and Iceland, and filming took place between the 8th of November 2022 and the 7th of April 2023. It goes without saying that the leads make great cops, but they are given sterling support from Finn Bennett and John Hawkes. Bennett plays the young officer, Peter Pryor, who's clearly in awe of Danvers, and the great indie actor John Hawkes portrays his father, Captain Hank Pryor. Finn Bennett happens to be a Brit of Irish extraction. His father is the Northern Irish novelist and screenwriter Ronan Bennett, who created and was the showrunner on the acclaimed crime series Top Boy. Finn appeared in the Channel 4 drama Kiri in 2018 and was Marcellus in the first series of the historical tale Domina, starring Kasia Smutniak. The award-winning John Hawkes has appeared in such prestigious movies as Winter's Bone, Martha, Marcy, May, Marlena, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. The tension between the idealistic young policeman and his corrupt, yet oddly sympathetic father is beautifully maintained. And to round off the main cast, there's the fine British actor Christopher Eccleston, who plays Liz's superior, Captain Ted Connolly, a man whose intentions towards her are rather opaque. True Detective Night Country was first shown in the States by HBO between the 14th of January and the 18th of February this year, proving so successful that a fifth season has already been commissioned, and which will once again have the talented Issa Lopez as its showrunner. I for one can't wait to see what she creates next. I'm Stephen Archibald, and thank you very much for listening to my podcast, They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews. You can follow me if you like, and all my episodes are available via most podcast outlets. Take the best of care, and goodbye for now.